hoping you come help big colleges and students from out of state to the next year with the bunch of cuts.
Okay. Another pretty serious issue for students and young people. Let's go with children.
Okay, another good question. In the Stormont House negotiations in the lead up to Christmas, we were trying to ensure that we were protecting the vulnerable. We were talking about welfare, but we were talking about the cuts to the budget. And the reality is that the Tory government have cut $1.5 billion from our budget over the past 4 years, and it is having an effect on all of our services. Couple of things. The Dáil Minister, Stephen Barry, did not ask for additional money to put into colleges, and I think that was a big mistake. Secondly, we don't utilise Europe. Other countries have used programmes like the Framework 7 model, and they have sought funding for universities and colleges, and we have been too far behind in that issue. And I used my time on the Employment and Learning Committee to make that point. We needed to tap into European-wide resources that we could use to help to fund our colleges and universities. Universities especially could be tapping into pots of money that is much easier for them as universities than it is for colleges, and we could spend more on colleges. As far as I'm concerned, South West College do a sturdy job in training and educating our young people for a future and employment here in this constituency. So I take my hat off to them, but we need to protect our rural, our colleges, and we need to protect those jobs and the training they provide for our young people.
Thank you. Tom Ayer.
Thank you again. And the reality of it is, every college is out there to provide training for the local businesses. Now, it needs to be when the South West College have progressed this significantly over the last few years, there needs to be more cooperation between the local businesses and the FE colleges so that the business can tell the college what type of training they need for the future, and the college can obviously focus towards that. That builds that partnership. There should be a financial reward out of that for the colleges as well. And that is where the partnership can even grow, because they can not only provide finance directly maybe for the business, but with that partnership they can access European funding. And I think there are huge opportunities that is being missed because we don't have that partnership. Or we do to some extent, but it's not growing maybe quickly enough. So there are challenges there and opportunities, and I think that's the best way to go, is that partnership between business and FE colleges.
Thank you. And John Boyle?
The South West College has to be respected for the first-class students that they produce. But I would call on our MEPs to be more active in finding funding for colleges and universities in Northern Ireland. Yes, they are pro-Europe, and we want more integration so that we can avail of these funds and to protect our young people.
Tanya.
Thank you. Cutting colleges funding, particularly colleges like the South West College, is incredibly short-sighted. One of the things that the South West College is really renowned for is its work on sustainable and renewable energy. Here we have this relationship that Tom's talked about between business and the colleges, but it shouldn't just be one way. It isn't that you just take existing businesses and ask them what they need. The college itself can produce a marvellously skilled workforce, wonderful research work that can go into stimulating and building new renewable industries, which would be absolutely ideal for Northern Ireland. We have the resources, we have the workforce, and we have the skills. We could be not only self-sufficient in energy, but also exporters of energy and exporters of technology. And the South West College and colleges like that are the absolute bedrock of that.